أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الحديث حديث محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. I seek the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal from the cursed devil. With the name of Allah, Allah who is entirely merciful. With the name of Allah who is entirely merciful, Allah who is exclusively, especially merciful to the believers. We ask for Allah's guidance. We ask for Allah's assistance in all matters. We ask that Allah guide us along with our family. We know that whomever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. And whomsoever Allah leads astray or allows to be led astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is only one God worthy of being worshipped. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that there is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is his messenger and slave servant. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the privilege of being here today for Salatul Jumu'ah. Today is a very blessed occasion in which even all the Muslims didn't have the privilege to be here for Salatul Jumu'ah. We have to be ever grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that it is Allah who gives both the will and the ability to be here for Salatul Jumu'ah. He gave some the will to be here without having the ability. And He gave others the ability, but not necessarily the will. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the privilege of having the will and the ability to be here today for Salatul Jumu'ah. Today we begin with a very special ayat of Quran. And this ayat of Quran is very dear to my heart, especially for the young people in this particular room, as well as the older people, but especially for the young people. The young people were in the world where we're being attacked from every direction. You're being called from every direction. Every direction of sin and evil is calling you. And sometimes you slip up as a young person when the nafs is at its lowest stage. You have the ability to slip up at times. And I get phone calls many times where young people have committed a sin and they call somebody who they trust, not to confide in that person, but just to ask, is there any hope? Is there any hope? I've committed this sin, is there any hope? Allah says in the Quran, which is the ayat that brings hope to the heart, to the human being, Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah, He says, say to my servants who have transgressed against their own souls, who have committed a sin that is perhaps harmful to their own soul. He says, despair not over the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. despair not. It is perhaps a bigger sin to despair over committing a sin rather than committing that sin itself. Despair not. Whatever you have done, despair not. And Allah, He said that He forgives all sins in this particular ayah. He forgives all sins. And we know the ultimate sin of worshipping another God besides Allah. Allah doesn't forgive this sin. But Allah forgives all sins, as He said in this particular ayah, besides that particular sin. And Allah, He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah, He is Ghafoor, He is most forgiving, most merciful, most forgiving. Very important in our life. For me, I work in a prison, and people have done some things that perhaps if you knew they had committed this type of crime, you wouldn't go near this individual. But these individuals who at once may have perhaps committed murder, may have perhaps at one time robbed somebody else, robbed a house, robbed another individual, had assaulted another individual. These individuals, Allah has given them the ability to say, La ilaha illallah. Allah has given them the ability to seek His forgiveness, because there's always hope. Never, no time to despair. There's always hope. Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. And for this particular khutbah, I want to bring three conditions of tawbah. And these conditions are laid out in a book, a famous book called Kitab al-Akhdari, in which the author, Abdurrahman al-Akhdari, rahimahullah, he brings to the student conditions of tawbah before giving them any other information. He brings them the conditions of tawbah. And he begins, he says, أَشْرُطُ التَّوْبَةِ ثَلَاثَ, that the conditions of tawbah are three. The conditions of tawbah are three conditions. And he says the first one, أَنَّدَمُ عَلَى مَا فَاتَ. أَنَّدَمُ عَلَى مَا فَاتَ. That there must be regret or remorse over what has transpired. You must have some type of regret or remorse in your heart in order to qualify you for tawbah. Perhaps there are individuals who are able to commit sin after sin, and they feel good in their heart. They can go to sleep like a baby at night, even though they have committed that sin. But Allah has given the person who there is hope for, Allah has given regret and remorse in their heart. So if you commit a sin, and after committing that sin, you feel guilt in your heart, Allah is favoring you. Allah is favoring you, giving you an opportunity to what? To make tawbah. أَنَّدَمُ عَلَى مَا فَاتَ. There must be regret or remorse over what has transpired. وَالنِّيَّةُ عَلَى يَعُودَ إِلَى ذِنْبٍ فِيمَا بَقِيَ مِنْ عُمُرِهِ. And you must have the intention to never commit that sin as long as you live. When you go to Allah to make tawbah, your intention, you have to have the niyyah to never commit this sin as long as you live. It is not tawbah. If you make tawbah, if you ask Allah for His forgiveness on Monday, knowing you will go back to your sin on Saturday and Sunday, and every Monday you make tawbah. This is not tawbah. Tawbah, you have to have the intention, even though you don't have the ability to predict whether you'll commit the sin again, but the intention has to be that I will never commit this sin again. And he goes on as far as the third condition. وَأَنْ يَتْرُكَ مَعْصِيَةَ فِي سَاعَتِهَا إِنْ كَانَ مُتَلَبِّسًا بِهَا. He says that a person must leave the sin immediately, especially if they are engaged in it. وَلَا يَحِلُّ لَهُ أَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ تَوْبَتَهُ. It is not permissible for you to delay repentance. So if you're committing a sin, Allah gives tawfiq, He gives an inspiration, that in the middle of this sin, Allah sends you inspiration, and that inspiration is telling you to leave this act immediately. Leave this act immediately. Follow that inspiration. It is a sin for you to delay to delay Tawbah after the inspiration has came to you. Countless individuals that I know who they said, I was at a certain place at a certain time, committing a certain sin, and I knew what I was doing was wrong, and Allah inspired me to leave. One individual I asked, did you leave? He said no. He said no. And he said, that's the reason that I ended up in prison behind committing that sin. Allah gave me an opportunity to leave and I delayed Tawbah. So Allah punished me with that sin, placing me behind bars. Allah punished me with that sin, causing me to suffer the consequence of that sin because I delayed Tawbah. Not permissible to delay Tawbah because we never know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to grab our souls from us. Even for the young people, perhaps you may be doing something that you shouldn't be doing. It is, if you have an opportunity to make tawbah, take it. Take it if you can, because you never know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grab your soul. And in this particular, after giving us the three conditions of tawbah, he says, وَلَا يَحُلُ لَهُ أَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ تَوْبَتَهُ وَلَا يَقُولُ حَتَّى يَهْدِيَنِ اللَّهُ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْ عَلَامَةِ الشَّقَاءِ وَالْخِبْرَانِ وَطَمْسِ الْبَصِيرَةِ. He comes up, the author, he goes on to say, it is not permissible to say, حَتَّى يَهْدِيَنِ اللَّهُ. It is not permissible to say until Allah guides me. This is the sign of what? This is the sign of misery, shifa. This is the sign of qamsil basir, Allah has obliterated your inner sight. This is a sign of khizlan, of abandonment. If the individual comes up to you, for example, and says, brother, what you're doing is wrong. What you're doing is wrong and it's a sin, you should make tawbah. If your response is, hatta yahdiyan illah, I'll wait till Allah guides me. You don't have nothing to do with this. I'm going to wait till Allah guides me. This is not permissible to say this. And if you say this, this is a sign. This is a sign of misery, forsakenness, and that Allah has obliterated your insight. As the language used in this particular statement right here, khidlan, this is abandonment. Khidlan is the opposite of tawfiq. There is either tawfiq, divine success, or there's abandonment in a sin. When you commit a sin, there's either those two things. Allah is what? Khidlan, he's abandoning you, he's pushing you away. Or Allah, tawfiq, he's bringing you closer to be successful the way he wants you to be successful. It's either two ways. For example, there are individuals who have received success through committing that sin. Individuals who have committed murder, and Allah has placed them behind bars in the prison. And there in the prison they become Muslim. There was success in that sin. But there's individuals who receive what? Khidlan, abandonment. Well, Allah is saying, get away from me. Go away from me. Khidlan, I'm abandoning you. And we don't know which lies in the sin. So when we see somebody committing a sin, we don't know if there's tawfiq, if Allah is bringing them closer through that sin, or Allah is pushing them away. Or Allah is pushing them away. So there's two things. And we don't want our tumsil basira, our inner sight, to be obliterated. You have basir, you have the physical sight that you see with, but you also have basira, the sight, the seeing of the heart. There are many individuals who have 20/20 vision with their physical sight, but their heart sight, the sight of the heart, has been obliterated, it has been annihilated. So they only see with their physical sight, basir. And their basira, they lack basira. As Muslims, we ask Allah that Allah gives us basir, our vision, with our physical sight. But Allah, that Allah never removes our basira, our ability to see with our heart. Because the individual with just physical sight doesn't see the same thing as the individual with basira and basar, with the sight, physical sight, and also the seeing of the heart. They don't see the same thing. So we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us of one who becomes arrogant in our sin. And that Allah, this is a new year. We have the year of Muharram. Allah has given us the opportunity to make tawbah and start over fresh. We have a new year. Let's have a new focus for this new year of Muharram. We have this first month of this new year on this Islamic calendar. If you have to make Tawbah. The Prophet ﷺ, he sought Tawbah, he made Tawbah over 70 times a day. Even him being a Nabi, him being a Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he still made Tawbah. None of us have reached ever a position where we have to stop making Tawbah. Always make Tawbah, always ask Allah for his forgiveness. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he's so excited when his servant makes tawbah. And he describes him, he says he's more excited than a man who is in a waterless desert. And this man has a camel, and all of his food and all of his drink is on that camel. And he loses that camel. And he looks for that camel, and he reaches to a point where he loses all hope. So he lays down in the shade. And all of a sudden, his camel appears out of nowhere. And he cries up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. He says what? He's so excited, he calls up to Allah, making a mistake. He says, Allah, you are my servant, and I am your Lord. He's so excited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more excited than this man who is in this waterless desert when you make tawbah. So this is the theme for today. Make tawbah, start off fresh. We have a new year. Be full of hope. Be full of hope. Never despair. Whatever you committed for the young people, whatever sin of you have committed, never despair of Allah's mercy. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ Allah, He is all forgiving, He is most merciful. رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَمَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَمَا فِي دَارِ الْآخِرَةِ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَنَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد خاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين أما بعد إن شاء الله brothers and sisters we have a new year and I'm asking for your help everyone's help our attempt here is to build a community we know that in this particular day and time many Muslims try to separate community from being Muslim and they both go hand in hand us being Muslim we have to strive to build a community and especially for the Muslims who live in this particular area there's always opportunity at this particular masjid to become involved to get involved to go beyond the call of duty always get involved there's a need for youth programs here there's a need for events there's a need for more programs for the sisters but it's going to take all of us we can't just rely on one individual or two individuals or three individuals it's going to take all of our effort we have a new year we have a new opportunity please if you have any ideas bring them to the board bring them to myself and we will try to work on them inshallah the goal is to build community to have families if you're single the goal should be what? To get married for all the single brothers and sisters make that your goal to get married because it's about family it's about being surrounded by community and this is our goal for this new year this is our theme for this new year is to build community but it's going to take all of us it's going to take all of us no matter what tribe we claim we're from no matter what area we're from it's going to take all of us to come together and build this community inshallah so please approach us after Salatul Jum'ah after the khutbah and let us know about any ideas that you all may have inshallah رَبَّنَا أَتِينَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَمَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَمَا فِي عَذَابِ النَّارِ
آمين
ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا وتقبل دعاء إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة